What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Please Welcome My Giga Chad Jawline. Now, if you guys been following me for the past couple of months, you guys know that I go to Mexico to Face Max. I started Face Maxing in Cancun early mid-June. And I've been back there a couple of times. I've also been to Merida where I got fillers a couple of weeks ago. Believe it or not, guys, I actually went back to Cancun just for 24 hours a couple of days ago. And I got a Giga Chad jawline. Now, the people that I worked with over there, they are based male young doctors. Dr. Gilberto, who I believe owns the clinic in Cancun, amazing guy. He told me, Omar, we will give you a Hollywood action star jawline. Dr. Ivan Wong, who actually did the procedure. Yes, there is a Mexican Chinese named Ivan Wong. These doctors did an amazing job on me. It was not surgical. It is with needles. I believe it's called anesthesia or something of that sort. So, you know, for about 45 minutes, a couple of days ago, guys, my face was raped with long-ass, big-ass needles. Some water came in my face. For those of you who don't know, whenever you go into any surgery or any place where they like fucking beat the shit out of you, water comes in a couple of days later, and it kind of and that area gets to swell up a little bit. You know, Dr. Ivan Wong, he told me, Omar, in a day or two, you're gonna be a little bit bloated in the face, but give it a week or two and it will go away. So my face is a little bit bloated, guys. However, I think the procedure was a success. I can tell you it was a success because after the surgery, I fucked two hot Mexican gals. It was, one was Mexican, one was Colombia. It was pay to play. Yeah, as you guys know, I don't have time to fucking look for a woman, go to a bar, spend 40, 50 bucks on nothing that's guaranteed. So I'd rather pay a whore $100, have her come to my place. However, I know a lot of you guys out there, you say, Omar, pay to play is not the real thing, guys. Women still have feelings, okay? You guys need to understand something very important, man. This is why I'm doing the face maxing, by the way. It's all about looks, okay? Even if you hire a fucking prostitute, if she ain't feeling you, you know, first of all, she's gonna jack up the prices on you. Secondly, she's gonna give you mediocre sex. She's not gonna kiss you, okay? So, even for a prostitute, guys, even if you're paying a woman straight up for sex, you have to be physically hot in order for that girl to give you freaky deaky sex. We call that the Yogi Obs Mom's treatment on this channel. So, today, guys, we're gonna be talking about the importance of looks, okay? Looks are number one. Okay, in the past, you can have status, you can have money, and you can still get a girl. But nowadays, with women being able to work, make their own money, having access to Chad and Tyrone on the Tinder. Yes, they do have Tinder and Bumble in Mexico, I know, hard to believe, right? Guys, women, A, have access to hot men, and B, they don't have to settle. You know, a lot of guys in the manosphere, they say, oh, if women only lowered their standards. Guys, there is no reason for a woman to lower her standard, okay? If you're a woman, you're making your own money, you're living good, you're eating good, why the hell are you gonna lower your standard when you want fucking Mr. 666? You know, 6'6", 6-inch cock, 6 figures in the bank, you want fucking Giga Chad. So why would you settle? It's like, look guys, it's like me wanting to buy a car, you know? Right now, I want to buy another Benz. Am I desperate to buy another Benz? No, I'm not. So I'm not gonna buy the first piece of shit Benz that shows up on Car Gurus, right? I'm gonna wait for the perfect Benz that I can buy for under $5,000. Believe it or not, the Benz I'm in today, guys, I bought it a little bit under $4,000, and that included taxes, license, pretty much everything. For, you know, it was $3,950 out the door, and I've driven close to 20,000 miles on it. I've had it going on to almost a year. No problems, you know, other than, you know, changing oil, tire, you know, the window behind me, that window over there got busted a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, that's normal wear and tear on the car. But I never, ever had a problem with this car when it comes to engine, radiator, or anything like that. It's a 2003 Mercedes C320 4MATIC. I think this is probably like the best Mercedes-Benz has ever come up with when it comes to like durability, affordability. But you car guru guys out there can, you know, let me know in the comment section. Anyway, this video is not about the fucking car. What I'm telling you guys is that when you're good, baby, you don't have to lower your standards. Like, for example, you know, the next Benz I want to buy for under 5K, I want a Benz that has Bluetooth. I want a Benz that has under 100,000 miles on it, right? So I'm not in a rush to buy a new car. If I get to buy a new car, great. If I don't, oh well, I'm not desperate, okay? This is what you guys need to understand about women in 2022 going on to 2023. Women are not desperate for relationships. If they can get Chad, okay, cool. If they can't, oh well, you guys out there need to understand. Like Aaron Clary said, women don't like men, okay? I cannot stress this enough. Women just don't like us, okay? They only like us if we're like the top 1% of 1% when it comes to looks. But other than that, I would say 90% of guys out there are invisible to women, and 80% of guys out there are fucking creeps, okay? As far as women are concerned, 80% of the male population, they're fucking creeps, okay? 10% are, I'll fuck with him when I become 35, single mother, and I'm sick and tired of work and I want to gain 300 pounds. But only less than 10% of the male population is doing all the fucking, okay? These are the Chads, the Tyrones, and it all comes down to looks, okay guys? Looks, looks, looks. It's like real estate. What do they say in real estate? Location, 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 okay? You know, you can have a fucking McMansion in some black neighborhood in Detroit, Michigan. You can't pay people to take it from you. But yet, you can have like a quarter acre in fucking Beverly Hills in Los Angeles, and it will sell for $5 million. You know, that's just how things are, okay? So you can have, you know, an Indian who's making $250,000 a year, CEO, enjoys the high life, eats fancy schmancy steaks, but you know what? You're 5'8", you're brown, you got that ugly Indian fucking phenotype, it's over, bro. Opposite of that, you can get fucking, what's his name, that murdering thug, what's his name? You know, the guy who, Jeremy Meeks, okay? You can be fucking Jeremy Meeks, scumbag, probably smooch living off of his fucking wife, and, You get all the pussy, man. This is what you guys out there watching this video need to understand, man. It's all about looks. Do not lead with your wallet. Do not be like, hey, baby mama, I'm going to take you out to fucking Popeyes, or I'm going to take you to Amsterdam. Guys, do not lead with your wallet. Furthermore, for all of you guys out there who are thinking to yourself, you know, I can go to Colombia, I can go to Mexico, where the average wage is like $300-$400 a month, and I can go there, and you know, the local women are gonna throw themselves at me because I'm a Western dude. I have news for you guys. These women over there, like the hot woman, the woman that you wanna really get with, these bitches are rocking iPhone 14, man. The Colombian girl, 23 years old, I was with, guys, the bitch had an iPhone 14. It's like, how are you going to afford an iPhone 14, okay? First of all, brand name crap in Mexico costs more than here in America. So how much is an iPhone 14? Like $1,100, $1,200, $1,300? That phone probably cost $1,500 in Mexico. So how the hell is a 23-year-old girl who can't even legally work in Mexico, how is she gonna afford an iPhone 14? The answer is very, very simple, okay? These women, they got sugar daddies, okay? They got guys paying for their pussy, okay? This is what you guys out there need to understand. The sex trade in Colombia and Mexico is booming, and a lot of loser guys who are Western, they go over there, and they're like, hey, baby mama, you want a new phone? Here you go, baby mama. Enjoy, baby mama. Hey, baby mama, you want to come with me to Amsterdam? Let's go, baby mama. Guys, there's a lot of losers out there who are leading with their wallet, okay? So if you are an average-looking dude, you're not going to compete, man. You can't compete with the guys who are leading with their wallet. And again, these bitches got iPhone 14s. These bitches, they're Colombian, they're Mexican, they travel all over the world. Like, bitch, how can you afford to go hopping throughout Europe? You know, how can you go to Europe for fucking 1 month when you're making like, you know, $400-$500 a month in Mexico? It's because guys are leading with their wallet, okay? On this channel, guys, we're not gonna do that game, okay? We're not gonna lead with their wallet. If anything, we're with our wallet, okay? We're gonna lead with their wallet. If anything, you wanna be that bad boy. You wanna be that side dude who's getting all her McLovin while some fucking incel is like, okay, baby, here's a brand new iPhone, baby. Let's go eat out, baby. $500 fucking Argentinian steak, baby. Okay, do not lead with your wallet, okay? And the only way to not lead with your wallet and to make sure you get that freaky deaky sex, you know, what we call the Yogi Obs mom's treatment on this channel, you gotta look max, guys. I cannot stress this enough. As you guys know, I'm 6'3", so I got the height. Let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something, okay? You guys saw me walking all over southern Mexico, right? Chiapas, Oaxaca, Yucatan Peninsula. Guys, the average Mexican is short, brown, and not much to look at, okay? I, on the other hand, 6'3", I'm tan, unlike Yogi Obs, I don't come brown out of the box, and I am face max. And I can tell you guys, you know, I told you guys, there was this one Mexican chick that I met at the bar. I wanted to get with her, but she wasn't interested. Then the next day, I face maxed. I went to the place in Cancun for the first time. This was back in the summer. And then I got that girl from San Cristobal who I fucked her in the pussy. I raw dogged her like a dozen times. Okay, so yesterday, man, when I landed in Cancun, you know, a woman looked at me one way. They're like, okay, he's decent looking. But then, like, fucking 2 hours later, I got the face maxing going on. and the woman I fucked later on that night, I got their best baby. That pussy was dripping wet, okay? So this is what I want you guys out there to freaking understand, man. I don't want anybody here to be under the illusion I'm gonna go to Mexico, I'm gonna go to Colombia, and women are gonna throw themselves at me because I'm a Westerner, okay? Get that shit out of your brain. Not only do these women have simps buying them iPhone 14s and, you know, taking them all over the world, just by selling their pussy, they're making $1,000 a week. I told you guys, when I first went to Cancun, not first went to Cancun, that was actually the second time I've been to Cancun, but I went to Playa del Carmen, okay? I went to Playa del Carmen, I went up to the hottest Colombian chick on a fucking Tuesday night, I offered her $100, I took her back to my place, and she told me she's making $1,000 a week. This is what you guys out there need to understand, man. These women are clearing $1,000 a week, minimum. Think about it, okay? Even if they sleep with a guy for $100, you know, the average rate for pussy through escort services in Mexico, it's $100, okay, guys? So imagine a woman sleeping with 10 guys a week, okay? That's fucking $1,000 right there, man. $1,000 tax-free cash money. Not credit cards, not check, not bank loans. Cash money in her pocket, okay? How many of you guys out there watching this video right now are making $1,000 a week, okay? Prostitutes in Mexico and Colombia are making $1,000 a fucking week. They don't need you coming in thinking to yourself, I'm their Western savior, when you are Yogi Obes Short or Coach Bitch Pill Fugly. This is what everybody here needs to understand, okay? Looks are the single most important things out there, okay? Money, status, you guys can get money, you can get status. In fact, if you go to Colombia, you can go to Mexico, you already have the status as being a Westerner, and because you're from here, you know, people will think you're rich, even though the prostitute is actually making more money than you. So you will get money and status simply by going to Colombia, simply by going to Mexico. But at the end of the day, guys, it's motherfucking looks, okay? See, this is why we are hearing of guys getting robbed, guys getting scammed, guys getting drugged in Colombia. It's because the woman find you sexually repulsive, okay? This is what you guys out there need to understand, man. If you're like a fucking old ass dude, you think you're gonna fucking find love in Colombia? No, you're not, okay? If you are a subhuman here in America thinking you're gonna go to Colombia, you're gonna go to Mexico, you're gonna go to Costa Rica, and you're gonna be like a giga chad just because, you know, you hopped on a plane for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, couldn't be farther from the truth. I mean, the gal I slept with, the Colombiana chick, you know, she's gonna hook me up with her friends. You know, because apparently what they do is that they have an agency where they like pimp out one another. So, see, this is what Ron Wells calls the office files, okay? When a girl thinks you're hot, when you, well, not thinks, no, you guys need to understand, man. Women are fucking visual, okay? That Colombian chick who was 23 years old, when she came out of the taxi, she hugged me, passionately kissed me on the lips, and I clapped those ass. 5 minutes later, I was on top of her, okay, guys? You guys out there need to understand something. I know a lot of you guys say, oh, pay to play doesn't count. Guys, how you hook up with women in Colombia, in Mexico, is through WhatsApp, okay? They see your picture on WhatsApp, man, and obviously you see their picture. So, you know, there are times where I text a girl like, hey, are you available? She doesn't text me back. Why? Because I did not meet her looks, minimum looks threshold, okay? There are women who text me back, and I'm like, hey, do you do a full service? Because some of these women, they don't kiss. So I'm like, hey, do you kiss? She's like, no, I don't do kissing. That means, yeah, I met her minimum thresh looks for sleeping with, but I'm not hot enough for her to kiss me, you know? So you just keep on looking for the girl who's gonna be like, yeah, I'll kiss you, I'll do whatever you want, baby, okay? So yes, even though you're doing pay to play, at the end of the day, man, these women still have to like you in order to give you the girlfriend experience. This is what you guys out there need to understand, man. Prostitutes in Colombia, in Mexico. By the way, guys, there's a lot of prostitutes, Colombian prostitutes in Mexico, okay? If I was you guys and you're in, let me tell you something, okay? The average cost of a prostitute in Cancun is $40-$50, okay? That same whore, by going off to Cancun, it automatically doubles, okay? You know, the going rate of pussy in Cancun from the escort websites is $100. So all of a sudden, a girl who's going to get $40-$50 back in Colombia, now she's getting $100 simply because she's in Mexico. So if you guys are in Cancun, get yourself a Colombian chick, okay? They're a lot hotter than Mexican chick. They're a lot better. They take care of themselves a hell of a lot better than Mexican chicks, especially down there, okay? So if you're gonna do escort maxing in Cancun, get with Colombian. I haven't been with a Venezuelan. There's some Venezuelans down there. I might give that a try next time. But get yourself a Colombian chick if you're gonna do pay to play. So if you're in Cancun, you're in Playa del Carmen, get yourself a Colombian chick. Obviously, if you go to Colombia, you know, they're all Colombian over there. But you have to be careful in Colombia because, again, if you are not a hot dude, you know, especially if you're fugly, you're old, you're crusty, yeah, the bitch is gonna drug you, rape you. Not rape you as in, you know, the type of rape you like, but the type of rape as in, they have something called the devil's breath over there, which is a, it's a tree, it's a leaf of a tree or something like that, that they can put in your drink, or they can even blow it in your face, and then you just become paralyzed. So even though you're technically awake, your body is paralyzed. And these girls and their boyfriends, you know, the guys that really make that pussy wet, they take, they pretty much take your wallet, they take your phone, they take your credit cards. So they get to pretty much financially rape you while you are under the spell of this devil breath potion in Colombia. So this is why I'm telling you guys out there, man, if you are a fugly looking dude, you're gonna be taken advantage of, okay? You're not gonna get freaky deaky sex, you're not gonna get kissed, you're not gonna have passionate sex, she's not gonna let you hit it from the front, hit it from the back, okay? She's not gonna get on top of you and keep on going like a machine. This is what I want everybody here to understand, man. Yes, women overseas are fit, fresh and fit, feminine and friendly, like the late Kevin Samuels would say. But at the end of the day, guys, the bitch has to find you attractive. I cannot stress this enough. You have to be physically attractive in order to get the best out of a girl, okay? So what I did when I went to Cancun a couple of days ago, guys, I did collagen injections, okay? For those of you who don't know, collagen is what makes young people look so radiant and healthy, because collagen is produced in the body up until the age of 25. After the age of 25, guys, your body does not produce collagen for the face. This is why old people have, you know, crusty faces, sun damaged faces, they got like black spots or dark spots, and all that is because collagen no longer regenerates healthy skin. So I initially wanted to do laser resurfacing. For those of you who don't know, laser resurfacing, they use a laser obviously on the outside of your face. So what the laser does is that it pretty much like damages the skin of your face, so whatever regrows will be healthy. So I wanted to do laser resurfacing, but Dr. Wong said, hey, Amr, you're not staying out of the sun. You're tan. Okay? Laser resurfacing for you is not going to be good. It actually might be a bad thing, because in your case, you're going to get dark spots since you're in the sun too much. So he told me, hey, listen, maybe a month from now, if you stay out of the sun, you wear sunscreen, maybe I can do laser resurfacing on you later on. But right now, when you're too tan, you're walking around in the sun, you're not wearing sunscreen, I'm not going to do laser resurfacing on you, because it's going to be a waste of your money. So he told me, right now, you can do collagen injections. Now, collagen works from inside the face. This is why they use a needle, right? So when they insert collagen in you, that makes your face become healthy from the inside going out, okay? So what Dr. Wong did is that he used a mix of fillers, collagen, and other stuff that I didn't even know how to pronounce to give me a Giga Chad jawline. And after the operation, guys, I was really, really happy with the results, because I finally got that square jaw. Because I know a lot of you guys out there been saying, Amr, it looks like you don't have a neck, it's just that, you know, I have a thick neck because I'm on the computer all day like this. Not to mention, here in the car, I actually lean into the phone. Look, right now I'm leaning back, so you know, when or if I take the towel off, you guys will see my neck. So right now, guys, I'm leaning back, so you'll be able to see my neck. But in general, guys, when I do videos, I'm usually doing videos like this. So this is why it appears that I don't have a neck. So what Dr. Wong did is that he pretty much rebuilt my jawline, and now it looks like I do have a neck. Also, guys, I'm not done with face maxing yet, okay? Not only did I do collagen, fillers, and other shit to my face, like I said, I was raped by needles for about 45 minutes, okay? I also did something called BTL. BTL is very similar to cool sculpting, okay? They use laser to literally melt fat away. They did that on my outer thighs. That way I get that V look, you know. How BTL works is that it uses radio frequency, and it takes like several weeks for you to see results. Because what happens when they use BTL on you, unlike liposuction, you get immediate results because they're literally sucking the fat out of you. But with BTL, what they do is that they use radio frequency to melt away the fat cells, and the fat cells, over the course of X amount of weeks, they get to exit your body. So this is why with BTL, you don't see results right then and there. It takes a while. So I did the BTL, aka cool sculpting, on my outer thighs. I did collagen, fillers, and other shit for my face. The entire cost was a little bit over $1,100, guys. And the fat loss, that's permanent, okay? So unless I eat like a pig and have other fat cells become super duper big, when you do fat loss through laser or through what you may call it, through the shots, Kybella, which I did, by the way, last time, not this time, the fat cells that get out of your body, that's permanent, okay? The collagen, the fillers I did, that's semi-permanent, okay? That might last, you know, 2 years, right? When I was in Cancun, not this time, the time before, I did injections in my neck, in my lower jaw, that removed fat, okay? So every time you do a cool sculpting, aka BTL session, it removes 25% of fat from that area. So if you do it like 3 times, that's the best, okay? I did injections under my jaw once. If I do it 2 more times, which God willing I plan on doing over the next couple of months, that really will make my jaw stick out, okay guys? So that's what I really wanted to tell you guys today, that you guys out there, man, you need to look smacks, okay? If you're a short dude, okay, if you're under 5'8", real talk, it's pretty much over for you. Even if you go to fucking Mexico, guys, you know, the average Mexican is like 5'5". So even if you go to Mexico, guys, if you're under 5'8", really, if you're under 6 feet, it's pretty much over for you. I cannot stress that part enough. The height pill is real, you know. The girl I fucked in San Cristobal, that bitch was literally 5 feet on the dot, okay? The Colombian 23-year-old girl, she was a short girl too, man. You know, short woman, they love me. So this just goes to show, you know, I know there's a lot of dating coaches out there who say, hey man, if you're 5'8", you can get yourself a girl who's 5'4". Guess what? That 5'4 girl, she would rather have a guy like me than a guy like you. Because you guys have to understand, man. Like Sandman said, women are nature's sorting algorithm, okay? So women are supposed to carry the best genes possible. So yeah, of course, you know, of course a short a girl who's like 5'3", 5'2", 5'0", of course she's gonna want a tall dude. That way her kids, you know, become a decent height, you know. So imagine like a 5'2 girl got with a guy like Yogi Obes who's 5'4". Her children are gonna be fucking midgets, okay guys? So height is real. If you're under 5'8", man, it's fucking over for you. Even if you go to the Philippines, even if you go to fucking Colombia, Mexico, if you're under 5'8", it's pretty much over for you. Unless, of course, you're willing to marry a fugly woman. See, you know, coming from the Muslim community, guys, you know, I know TFM spoke about arranged marriages. Maybe arranged marriages will be the way to go in the future to get the birth rates up, guys. So many Muslims have had arranged marriages, whether they're Indian or they're Arab. And guess what? They hate each other, guys, okay? You know, the guy's like, this bitch ain't hot enough. The girl is like, oh, this guy ain't fucking Chad. I can do better than him. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys who are watching this out here, man. At the end of the day, man, unless you're willing to get with a sub-3 woman in looks, you got a fucking face max, okay, man? You got a face max, you got a gym max. In fact, I just came out of the gym, you know. You guys can see the gym is right behind me. I just came out of the gym, you know. So I'm losing weight, guys. I got some pills in Cancun to help me with fat loss. I'll be doing a video about that later on, guys. So yeah, I'm doing a lot to lose fat, get some muscle, and most importantly, guys, face max, okay? I am genuinely trying to get my SMV up to an 8. That's what I'm really doing, guys. Trying to get my body, trying to get my SMV up to an 8. You know, I already have the height for it. Unlike a certain PUA out there who's gonna remain nameless. Yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm Alpha. I got a full head of hair, okay? So all I need to do, guys, is lose fat and face max. That's really all I need to do. I don't even need to gain muscle, okay? You know, I'm not a scrawny dude, okay? So if I was just to stay the way I am and just lose like 25 pounds of fat, that's really all I need. You know, I can become a fuckboy if you think about it, you know. to be a fuckboy, you need to have a body fat of like 10 to 12%, under 15%, you know? That's when you become fuckboy material, you know? My body fat percentage is probably in the mid-high 20s right about now, but thank God for these fat pills I got from Mexico. I'm down to like 250 now, you know? I was at 253 for the past fucking year since I got Scamarona, but thanks to those pills from Mexico that are helping me burn fat, I'm down to 250, and I think I'll be able to probably hit 245 or 240 over the next couple of weeks, honestly. So if I get down to like 225 pounds, guys, that's a 25 pound fat loss from where I'm at right now. Yogi Obe's fine ass mom will pay me the $75. Alright guys, that's my video for today. I hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace!